New Jersey's biggest teachers union is suing to shut down a charter school in Newark. The union is concerned that the new school depends more on computers than on teachers. Jill Barshay of the Hechinger Report, an education news service, visited the school to see the laptops and students in action.
The prefix sub goes with mit to make the word submit.
This is the kind of instruction that sixth graders like 11-year-old Rochelle Rosado hear through their headphones at Merritt Prep, a charter school serving low-income minorities in Newark, New Jersey. Rosado says the cartoons on her laptop screen are funny, and she likes going at her own pace.
In my previous school, when we start on one thing, we spend 2 weeks on it. But in this school, if we get it complete, we just move on to the next thing.
Another time, Rosado struggled with a worksheet, and she liked doing it over and over again until she got it right. Students at Merritt Prep are part of an educational experiment known as blended learning. They spend a lot of the day in a cafeteria-sized room where there's enough space for 80 kids, mostly black, poor, and behind grade level. They sit at shared lime green tables in front of their assigned laptops. Hundreds of schools around the country are experimenting with big doses of online instruction inside the classroom and changing the role of the teacher. Ben Conant, a math teacher at Merritt Prep, is half disc jockey who selects the mix of computer curriculum and half personal tutor who addresses each student's weaknesses.
I don't want kids just sitting in front of a computer and becoming like pale computer zombies, so I was worried about that. That was my biggest fear.
The online curriculum feeds each student's answers into a data center that spits out reports. Conant can monitor his students' progress, figure out what one-on-one coaching each student needs, and adjust what he will teach when he pulls a few kids aside into a glass-enclosed seminar room for small group instruction. Students don't just work on the computer. Conant has them do their calculations on paper, which gives them handwriting practice.
Four is messy, okay? I want to see it like 1, 2, and 3. These are much better than 4.
Okay.
But your math is good.
Ben Rayer, founder of Merritt Prep, believes he can get better results for low-income inner-city children by combining technology with the best practices in classroom teaching. If he succeeds with this first Newark school, he plans to build 50 charter schools just like it around the country. He says the big benefit to using technology is that he can tailor the instruction for each student.
No longer do we just teach one lesson in front of a class of 30 or 40 students. We teach many lessons during a day to students based on their individual needs.
This year, as Rayer develops his nonprofit model, his school is overstaffed with a 13-to-1 student-teacher ratio. But he says technology should allow him to increase that. He won't put a number on it, but his description of becoming 25 to 30% more efficient than a typical school could mean more than 40 students per teacher.
That is not the point of what we're doing, but if this worked and a teacher could serve more students at a highly effective level, we would do that.
The New Jersey Education Association, which doesn't even represent the teachers of Newark, is worried about the specter of computers replacing teachers. The union has gone to court to shut down Merritt Prep and another charter school that is also using a blended learning approach. The union's lawsuit argues that charter schools can't emphasize online instruction before the New Jersey state legislature has evaluated and approved it.
Should we be experimenting with students during their academic experience?
Steve Walmer is the union's communications director.
They only get one trip through the public schools. Maybe they can go to a laboratory somewhere and figure this out.
Computer use in education will inevitably grow, but the question is, to what extent? Even some technology advocates, like Doug Levin of the State Educational Technology Directors Association, doubt that this model will ever appeal to middle and upper-income families. Levin says that's because those children don't need as much extra drilling and can use the school day for analysis and inquiry.
I think this approach works much better for elementary school-aged children who are really struggling to build a vocabulary, to understand sort of basic math facts and operations. I think as kids get into middle and high school, what the computer can offer in that regard is less.
Levin predicts the computer drilling will succeed in raising the test scores of the low-income sixth graders of Merritt Prep. But until those results are in, this school is still an experiment. For WNYC, I'm Jill Barshay.
This was a co-production with the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit news service at Columbia Teachers College.